Thanks for the worship and the worship team this morning. God bless you. We have Paul and three of the youth went to Brazil. And they had all kinds of experiences. We showed some of them on videos. But today, Janelle is going to come and teach some of the things he taught there. And so come on up, Jill. Give her a clap. Go for it, Janelle.
Okay. Good morning. All right. So I just want to start off by thanking everyone who supported us financially and in prayer. It was much appreciated. We were very blessed to be able to go there. Oops. It was really fun. And kind of crazy that I'm already back, that the 2 weeks is gone, but I'm really excited to share what I've learned. So just a brief run over of the 2 weeks. So we got there and phase one started, and phase one was we were learning, and we were there, and we were the ones worshiping. And so we had speakers, Randy Clark, Tom Jones, Blaine Cook, and Kim Moss. And they were all amazing, and they taught on words of knowledge and the five-step prayer model and a biblical basis of healing. And so we got a lot of information in the first week, and the worship there was really good as well. We had a band come and play for us. And then phase two was when we got to go out to different churches and teach what we had learned. And so we got split up into smaller teams. And there was one teacher and one preacher, so I was a teacher on my team. And the YPI, or Global Teachers, taught words of knowledge. And then we also had a Brazil teacher, and they would teach on the five-step prayer model. So we got to go to different churches, smaller churches who can't really afford Randy Clark to come there or someone. And so we got to go there and share what we had learned from him. And it was just, it was a really cool experience to be able to teach them and see them taking in what we had learned earlier. So I'm going to be sharing about words of knowledge this morning. And so to start off, a word of knowledge is a gift from the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 and 7 through 8, it says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to misunderstand, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit." So basically what this verse is saying is that the Holy Spirit will show you something that God wants you to know and possibly to heal. Now, what is a word of knowledge? A word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation of information received through the Holy Spirit. It is knowledge beyond all human reasoning, and to us, it's still kind of confusing on how it works. So we're going to talk about the seven ways to receive, that we can receive a word of knowledge. There are two other ones, which are taste and smell, that can be explained. I met someone who knew another person who actually received words of knowledge through both of these ways. And so he received taste, and I don't remember what it was, but every time he was around a certain condition or an injury, he would taste hot sauce in his mouth. And so the one time he was sitting at a barber shop and he tasted hot sauce and he was like, "What on earth is going on?" And he couldn't figure it out. And it happened multiple times, and he realized that it was God showing him what someone had. And there was also another person who, every time they were around someone who had cancer, they would smell urine, and that was God's way of showing them. And so no one, like, they didn't even have to ask what was the problem. If they could smell it, they knew, and they knew what to pray for. So the seven that we're going to stick to this morning is feeling it, thinking it, seeing it, reading it, dreaming it, saying it, and experiencing it. So feeling it. What may happen is you may have a throbbing or a sharp pain that is not yours, or it could be a strong emotion such as fear or panic. And when you're feeling something, you must be careful that you're not feeling your own pain. So even if a pain that you already have comes during the service, it is probably not a word of knowledge, but pray about it. And so the next one is thinking it. This is the sensation that the Holy Spirit has spoken to you about a certain condition. You'll be able to tell if this is a word of knowledge is if you start thinking about something you know nothing about or a condition that you know nothing about, or it's very different from your previous thought. Seeing it. Seeing it is when a still picture is dropped into your head. It may be a certain body part, such as an elbow or a kidney, or a person may be holding his arm. It may be the cause of an injury, you know, like why they're hurting, or it may be the symptom of an injury, such as a crutch or a cast. And if it is one of those, that doesn't mean the person has to have a cast. It might mean that they had one and now there's still complications that God wants to heal. The fourth one is reading it. And so this is where you actually see or read the word in your mind. It may be written on the person, written across their back or their chest. It may look like a newspaper headline or a banner, like a storefront. It may be written on the wall or the carpet. And there was lots of people there that would have words of knowledge, and then they would say, oh, I read it on someone, and it was really cool. And so the fifth one is dreaming it. So while you are asleep, God may place a vivid dream in your head. And what tends to happen is that you or someone you know has a new health problem. Sometimes an event is actually acted out in your head. So like why that person has an injury. And so you might actually see it happening. The sixth one is saying it. And so this is a form of a very spontaneous word of knowledge. And the Holy Spirit will give your mouth a word without your brain knowing. And this is actually very funny if you're witnessing this or if it happens to you, because lots of the time it's just on the street or, you know, when you're just having a regular conversation with someone and you'll all of a sudden say elbow without meaning to, and your brain doesn't know what the heck is going on, but your mouth says it, and then usually that is God speaking to you. And so lastly is experiencing it. And so this is similar to dreaming it, and it can be so strong that it may feel like you are part of what's happening, not just an observer. So if someone got hurt in a car crash, God may place this vivid experience make it happen to you almost, so where you're in the car and you might be the one getting hurt. And so this is beyond a mental picture in intensity and vividness. So when you're giving a word of knowledge, it builds faith in the person who God wants to heal, and it also builds faith within you. You may receive a word of knowledge anytime or anywhere, and as well, you may not know who it could be for. There was a story of a man who walked into a restaurant with some of his buddies, and they were just going there to have lunch. And all of a sudden, he had a throbbing pain in his shoulder, and he was like, God, what the heck is going on? And God said, well, there's someone here who has this pain. He said, well, God, I'm in a restaurant. Who is it? And God basically shone like a light beam down on this one guy. And the guy who had this pain was a very big businessman. And he was sitting at a table, and it looked like he was in a conference with a bunch of other businessmen. And he said, God, are you sure that's the one? And the light beam was still there. So he goes, okay, I guess that's the one. And so he talked to his friends and was like, you know, I think God's showing me this. What do I do? And he finally worked up the courage, and he walked over to the table, and he said, does one of you have a throbbing pain in your shoulder? And the business guy who God had shown to this other man, he looked, and he was astounded and shocked, and he goes, how did you know this? And so the guy tried to explain, you know, without sounding like a wackadoo, that, oh, God showed me. And he ended up praying for the man, and he never really knew if he got healed or not, but you know, he was also a little timid, so he kind of just walked away after. And so you always have to be in tune to what the Holy Spirit is telling you. Also, when you're receiving a word of knowledge, it might come days before you need to share it. And what has also happened is the Holy Spirit will give a word of knowledge for a person who knows someone else with that condition. So when we were at one of our Phase 2 churches, I had a word of knowledge or something. I don't remember what it was. And no one raised their hand at first. And I was like, okay. I was like, you know, maybe they didn't come tonight. And then a woman raised her hand and she said, well, I don't have it, but my mom has it. And I said, okay. I said, can we call her? Or can you text her something? Or, you know, the next time you see, can you pray for her? And she goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to FaceTime her right now. So I got to pray for this woman over FaceTime with my translator as best as we could. And I gave the woman the Global Awakening email address to give them an update on what happened the next time that she saw her. So that was really interesting. And when you're giving a word of knowledge, be as specific as possible. Being specific builds faith with the people involved. And so if you're feeling the pain, try to use descriptive words, sharp or throbbing or, you know, the specific location. You know, if lots of people had words of knowledge for headaches, but they would try and pinpoint exactly where it was. And so then the person knew that God wanted to heal them. And so also, don't try to add to what the Holy Spirit has given you. And so there's an illustration of a man who had a word of knowledge. And his word of knowledge was a green hose. And he was like, okay, a green hose. So he thought about it, and the only kind of green hose he had ever seen was a green garden hose. So he went to church that night, and he said, God gave me a word of knowledge for someone tripping over a green garden hose. So what ended up happening is that God had given him the word of knowledge for someone who had tripped over a green pressure hose. And though it's a small change, that man was then not sure if the word of knowledge was for him or not. And he did end up getting healed. I think it was a sprained ankle or something from tripping over this hose. But if he would have just given the word of knowledge of tripping over a green hose, the man who would have stood up would have had a lot more faith that God wanted to heal him. When you're giving a word of knowledge, it's okay to be tentative. And if the person is open to receiving prayer, pray for them. If it's something that's more personal, such as an emotional word of knowledge, invite them to come to you personally afterwards. They don't have to stand up in front of everyone. And you can just pray for them in person or get the pastor to pray for them as well. Know that words of knowledge can come very quickly. And so always be present in what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. A word of knowledge may be vague, but don't ignore these. I had a word of knowledge over during the second week, again at one of my phase two churches. And the preacher who was on my team, his name was Jeremy. Jeremy was doing his sermon, and I knew that he was going to ask for words of knowledge at the end. And I was sitting there the whole service praying, God, please show me a word of knowledge. And I still didn't have one, and it was coming up fast. And so I prayed again, and I said, God, sorry to rush you, but if you're going to give me a word of knowledge, you got to go fast. And no more than maybe 10 seconds later, I got the word back. And I said, God, is this a word of knowledge? He goes, yep. I'm like, okay. I said, anything else? You know, anything specific? You know, is it a sharp pain? He goes, no, I just want to heal backs. And I was like, okay. So Jeremy finished, and he asked for words of knowledge. So I was one of the ones that stood up and went to the front. And I said, I believe that God wants to heal backs tonight. And about 10 people stood up. And they did all get healed, by the way, which was really cool. And so even though it was vague and God didn't give me anything really specific about backs, I just trusted him. And it ended up with a lot of people being healed. So that was really cool. And if you get up to give a word of knowledge and you miss the mark, maybe the person didn't show up that God wanted to heal or something like that, no one's going to judge you or think that you can't hear from God. Something that I find the hardest is resisting that the thought isn't God and only you. So it was the day before we had learned about words of knowledge, and that was one of the first times I'd heard of it, basically. And so the next day, Randy Clark was speaking, and he was talking about more words of knowledge. And so during the service, all of a sudden, I had this nauseous feeling in my stomach. It was not fun. And I was automatically going back thinking, you know, what did I eat for breakfast? Could I have food poisoning? Could I be getting sick? And I couldn't think of anything. And then all of a sudden, like a little light went off my head, and I'm like, Janelle, maybe you have a word of knowledge. So we got taught a quick prayer that you can pray if you think that you have a word of knowledge. And all you have to say is, God, if this is a word of knowledge, I recognize it and I will share it. And so I said that quick prayer just in my head, and the nausea went away. And so I said, okay, that was pretty good. You know, I realized that it's a word of knowledge now. And so Randy Clark then asked for 20 people to come up onto the stage and give a word of knowledge. And as soon as he did, people started getting up. And there's about 1,000 people in this room. And so I was like, oh, there's going to be way more than 20. You know, I'm going to be one of the last ones up there. And, you know, then I'll probably be sent back. So I just won't go up. And as soon as there was 20 people and he said, okay, we're going to start, the nausea came back. And this time, it hurt even worse. And I sat in my seat listening to them. And I said, God, I'm so sorry. I said, I didn't want to go up. You know, I got scared. And I said, if he calls for more people, I promise I will go up. I promise I will. And thankfully, Randy Clark asked for 20 more people, and I don't think I've ever gotten out of my seat so fast. And I got up out of my seat, and I ran to the front, and I said, I have a word of knowledge. And so then he went down the line, and I was about halfway through, and I gave it, and the minute I gave it, it went away. And so what Randy Clark does is when he's getting people to give words of knowledge, if you receive that word of knowledge, you stand up. So as soon as I gave it, I'm looking around and I'm like, okay, who stood up? Because I know someone had it. No one stands up. So I got a little discouraged and I was like, God, I thought this was you. You know, you made it go away and then you made it come back and then you made it go away again. And I was so confused. And so then he called everyone down to the front and anyone who wanted healing to come up to the front, and we were praying for people. And no one had nausea. And so I was like, oh God, what's going on? And what ended up happening was one of my YPI team members came up to me before Kim was going to start speaking. She goes, you had a word of knowledge for me. And I said, I did. And she said, yes, I've been nauseous since yesterday and I haven't eaten anything because I was scared that it was food poisoning. She said, can you pray for me? And I said, sure, let's just go outside and I'll pray for you. And so we started praying and she just got the biggest smile on her face and she said, it's completely gone. And she still had a little bit of a knot in her stomach, but she believes that that was from not eating for 2 days. And so she ended up being able to eat, and the nausea didn't come back. So that was really cool. The next day, there was a guy on our bus. He's from the UK. His name is Daniel. And every night, he would pray for the people on our bus and for, you know, words of knowledge for them, for prophecies over the people on our bus. And he would go around the bus, you know, looking at everyone going, I have a word for you. I have something for you. I have something for you. And that day he came up to me and goes, I think I have something for you. And I said, okay, sure. He'll come back if he has something. And he came back and he said, yours is my favorite. I was like, okay, I'm ready. What does God want to say to me? And at first he talked about oysters and that God had shown him one that was closed, clamped shut, and one that was wide open with a really big pearl in it. And he said, God wants you to know that he's going to hand you spiritual gifts, that you don't have to work for them, but he will just hand them to you and you will be able to use them. And he also said, God wants you to know to never doubt if it's him speaking. He will always speak to you. And if you ever have a word of knowledge, it is him. And so then I started laughing and I told him the story of the stomach pain. I said, well, that's pretty good confirmation that it was God. And so also, it's okay to be nervous when you're giving a word of knowledge. And it's okay. No one's going to judge you or anything. But don't let that rob you of your faith. And don't let it rob the person that you're giving the word of knowledge to of their faith. And so how many of us have ever given a word of knowledge to someone before? A few people. Cool. Have you guys seen those people healed from giving them a word of knowledge? One time. Cool. Okay. So prepare to be stretched. So we are going to just put on some worship music, and I just want everyone to press in to God and the Holy Spirit and ask him if he wants to show you any words of knowledge this morning for someone that can be healed, because God wants to heal everyone all the time. He doesn't like when his children are in pain or they have fear. And so We're just going to get some music on, and then we're just going to pray for a bit. I'll start off with just a short prayer, and then we'll just continue for a while, and then I will explain the rest when we are done. So God, I just thank you for everyone you brought here this morning. Thank you that you prepared their hearts for what's about to happen, God. We thank you that the miracles that happened in Brazil can happen here as well. And God, we thank you for the healing that you're going to do this morning. In Jesus' name. And I'm not sure where we're going to start yet. And if a word of knowledge applies to you, I just want you to stand up and stay standing. And we're not trying to embarrass you or anything, but standing up and acknowledging that God wants to heal you is one step in faith. And we saw many people that even just by standing up, they got healed. And so we're going to start here.
First of all, I received a word for this young lady here that God sees your joy in him and he is very well pleased. And that's the word I received for you. I also received a word of knowledge that there was someone with a rod or a pin. Now, I received it. It's somewhere in the body, but it seemed like it was in the back, but I wasn't real sure about that. But this rod or pin is causing them a lot of pain and a lot of, I don't know, does that hit home with anybody? With anybody? I felt like it was in the back, but a rod or a pin in the back? No? Nobody knows anyone? Okay. Just stay standing.
When I first walked in here today, I felt like this, like a brain fog over me. It was like, just like a cloudy feeling in my mind, just really lacking clarity. And I felt like somebody here is just needing clarity in their mind. Like they can't, something, and I don't know, just something that's over them that they just can't think clearly. And so when I walked in, I was like, what is this? Why am I feeling like this? And when Janelle was talking about you could feel, you know, the nausea or whatever, I was like, that's what it is. Somebody here today is just really needing clarity and is just can't quite break through that fog that's... And then as I was sitting there, I felt right in my stomach, like almost like kind of butterfly type anxiety type feeling right here. So if that's you today, and you know, anxiety and whatever can be, you know, something that you maybe not want to stand up because it has that, you know, I'll pray for you later if you don't feel like standing up. I understand.
Okay, so I got a pinched nerve, but then I asked God for more clarification, and it's actually sciatica, and it's in the butt and running down your leg. So that's what I got. Thanks.
Well, sort of like Janelle was saying about the not wanting the pain or whatever, I had a major headache. I don't get headaches, but someone must have a major headache across the top ear. Right eye, maybe floating cross over to your left side. Headache, though. And mine's gone, so that's good.
I just got quite a few of God's people aren't sleeping. They're not resting. And they lay down at night, and they long for sleep. And I felt like it was my own thoughts, my own feelings, because I recently had a conversation with somebody that I love that was experiencing that, and I thought, no, it's just me thinking about. And then it just kept coming stronger and stronger and stronger that it wasn't just that one person. It was many of God's children are not laying down and sleeping well and waking up refreshed in the morning. So if that's you or touches you.
Oh.
And what I felt, and I was kind of like Janelle, I was like, nope, I'm not doing this. And then it's like, nope, I probably should. So anyways, it's arm pain. And to be more specific, it's right, you know, sort of the bicep and up is where I was feeling it in the arm. So
because I'm manning the mic, I just stayed at the back. I had an image pop into my mind. It may just be symbolic, or it may be an actual physical object. I don't know, so I just ask you to consider the two options. It's physical or it's symbolic. And what I saw was just a clear white post in a sea of blackness, just an upright white post. I have no idea what it means, but I just thought I would share that.
Hi, mine is, something was given to me about fear, and I was asking God to clarify, like, what kind of fear, and it seemed like he was saying fear of dying, and I thought, really, dying? And I said, okay, well, show me something, and he said, Psalms, look in Psalms, or something in Psalms, and I thought, okay, so I started looking in Psalms, and I flipped to, right away to 118. Sorry. And it says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And I thought, okay, that's definitely from God, and I will say that. And I don't know if it's a symbolism for the baptisms today, to die to self and be made a new creation in God, and you will just live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen. All right. During my Brazil trip, I had a word of knowledge. Paul asked us to pray for the church if we had any words of knowledge. And I had one, and then he kept reminding me to say it on one of our videos, and I kept forgetting. So I'll say it now. I had quite a sharp pain in my, like, the base knuckles of my fingers and lots up, like, my ring finger. And I was kind of like, what happened? And God said arthritis. And so I don't know if it's just arthritis in the fingers or just arthritis in general, but if that's causing you a lot of pain, God would like to heal you. Okay. Cool. Okay. So, what we're going to do is I'm just going to say a quick prayer over everyone who is standing. And we're going to try and do this as fast as possible. And we'll do more prayer after the baptisms as well. So, if you just want to close your eyes and you guys can pray along with me. God, I just thank you for these people who took a step in faith and stood up and are going to receive your healing today, God. We thank you for all the needs that were brought forth to our attention this morning, God. And we thank you for the miracles that you're going to do in this church today and next week and in a month. God, we thank you that you're going to set our hearts on fire and that we will burn so much brighter for you, God. In Jesus' name. So if it's something that you can see, if it still hurts, if it was hurting today, I just invite you to check it out and let me know.